There is something exciting about going to a gathering of Christians, especially if there are a lot of people there and they have good music. We can say a lot of good things about Jesus. We can praise the Lord or whatever you're accustomed to. It's easy to say something good about Jesus and stand up for him. There was a moment like that as Christ came into Jerusalem on what we call Palm Sunday. It's found in Mark chapter 11, verse 1. And when they came near to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples, and said unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you have entered it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon no one has ever sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do you do this? Say you that the Lord has need of him, and straightway he will send him here. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door outside in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What are you doing, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded. And they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat on him. And many spread their garments on the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strew them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round and about on all things, and now the evening was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. It was a grand time. There was a crowd there. It was a very colorful crowd. It was a very exciting time, and they had the palm branches, and they were throwing them down in the way, and Jesus was coming in, and they were having a high old time and praising Jesus. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. But Jesus would have to face something later in the week, and that was a cross. He would come before Pilate, and an angry crowd there would be crying for him to be crucified. I've heard some say that these were the people who were praising him just a few days before at this triumphal entry, but now they wanted blood. I don't think that at all. I think the whole thing with Jesus, his trial and the crowd and everything was set up. It was staged. But I do think the people who were with Jesus were afraid to come forth. When they heard about it and heard that Jesus had been arrested and that he was before Pilate, everybody at that blessed time in the triumphal entry of Jesus now cowered in their homes, afraid to speak up for Jesus. Don't we do the same? Oh, we have a great time at church. We can say hallelujah to Jesus and sing to him, pray to him. But we get out during the week and we hear somebody taking Jesus' name in vain. Have we the courage to simply say something good about Jesus? Not in an offensive way, not in a way that would put the other person down, but say something good about Jesus. Do we defend him when people are out trashing him? Speak up for Jesus. It's not always easy to do that because sometimes we do have the fear of speaking out. I just pray that God will give me the grace and the strength to speak up. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would give me courage to speak up for Jesus when we hear his name blasphemed among the people, that we counter with something good to say about Jesus, that he has saved us from our sins, and that he was raised from the dead, and that anyone who trusts in him can have eternal life. I pray you would help me in this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.